Today, our passage is John chapter 3, verses 3 through 4. We're considering this man, Nicodemus. Jesus replied, "Verily, verily, I tell you," he's speaking to Nicodemus, "no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again." "How can someone be born again when they are old?" Nicodemus asked. "Surely they cannot enter a second time into their mother's womb to be born." Well, Nicodemus was not a religious lightweight. He was an expert in the Jewish law, a member of the Jewish ruling council. He was respected and admired. However, he could not grasp this truth of spiritual transformation. He was so busy trying to fix himself with external laws that he couldn't understand inner repair. His only concept of rebirth was physical. Jesus, the carpenter turned rabbi, looked this esteemed ruler right in the eyes and told him that he must be born again. This would not be the result of keeping laws or participating in ceremonial practices. There was nothing Nicodemus could do that would cause such a radical transformation and a radical regeneration. Rebirth called for confession of sin and a submission to the Spirit for cleansing and renewal. Have you ever struggled to be good enough for God? Maybe you've struggled with that all your life. Have you checked the spiritual boxes of confirmation and baptism and communion for entry into a relationship with God? Do you think going to church is the ticket for eternal life? Well, think again. Jesus is looking you right in the eyes, just like he looked at Nicodemus. And he is saying, you must be born again. It's time to let the Spirit perform his inner renewal. If you'd like to trust in Jesus for the rebirth he promised, make this prayer your own. You ready? Lord Jesus, I have lived my life trying to be good enough for you. I can see from the life of Nicodemus that all my efforts fall short. And I trust in you right now as the only one who can make my heart new. I trust in you as the only one who can forgive me and place me into a relationship with the Heavenly Father. I desire, in your words, Jesus, to be born again. And I trust in your work on the cross to make me new from the inside out. In your name I pray. Amen. If you have prayed that prayer, we would love to hear from you and would love to send you some resources to help you get started on your journey with Jesus.